This is Speaking of Events, the podcast for event industry leaders. We bring together innovators, strategic rock stars, and visionary creatives to talk all about events, industry trends, and anything in between. And speaking of events, here is your host, Carrie Garbus.
I have a 9-year-old daughter. Her name is Sydney, and she has asked me to record a podcast that is all about her. And then I asked about her depth of knowledge about events, and it was not much past the first week of third grade. So the podcast today is not only about Sydney, but I will start with a story that does involve my 9-year-old daughter, Sydney. And this is way back when I went to the hospital to have my new baby, and I was induced, and my lovely child, who clearly wants to be the star of the show, is taking her sweet time to arrive into the world. And in fact, it took two full days. And in the hospital, in the delivery wing where I was having her, anytime somebody had a baby in the wing, they would, throughout the entire wing, play these chimes that played Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star every single time. So it was, and you could hear people like cheering, like, yay, another baby's been born. It's like, ding, 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 ding. And at first, you know, the first day I was like, oh, that's so cute. Oh, that's so nice. Someone else had a baby. And I'm walking around the wing and nothing's happening. And I'm like stuffed with tubes and medicine and nothing's happening. And still ding, 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 ding. Yay. So by day two, now I'm just irate anytime I hear the chimes. I'm like, oh, now they're just torturing me. All these people having babies around me. And I'm just stuck here. Nothing's happening over here. So luckily at the end of day two, I get a fantastically healthy, perfect child. But because it took so long and they were worried about her, there was a lot of chaos in the room when she actually made her decision to emerge. And the chimes that they played when she was born, I didn't hear because there's like too many like doctors in the room and doing things. So then later I'm like, wait, I never heard my charming chimes. And I was so annoyed that I complained to the nurse. I'm like, I'm of course emotional too. I never heard the chimes. And so they played them for me again. I got bonus chimes. I share this story. My guest is like, okay, I'm still here and I'm not sure why. I'm going to tell you why. Because my guest, I have heard, because she told me, at her organization, when something fabulous happens, they play a gong. And that is what, right? I didn't make that up.
Yep. Yes. No, okay. You're completely correct.
Wait, what if you were like, actually, that wasn't me? And so they at her organization, which by the way is the Intersect Group, which we're going to talk about, they play a gong when something specific happens. My fabulous guest, who is the manager of corporate events at the Intersect Group, is going to tell you all about it. And if you have any additional questions about my daughter, Sydney, please send them my way. In the meantime, let's talk to today's guest on Speaking of Events is Daniela Arcianegas. Welcome.
You got it. It was perfect. Thank you so much for having me. Also, don't know if you're a Friends fan, but if you are, go and watch the episode where Rachel has her baby. It would resonate to this story 100%.
I am a Friends fan, not a mega fan. I have watched it. I watched it till the end. I mean, I love it. And I recently had a guest on who was a mega fan and asked her what her favorite Friends episode is. So maybe I'll ask you that one later. What do you think? Would you be prepared?
Keep it on the back of my mind.
Would you be prepared?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. All right.
Well, do you want me to start by talking about what we do at the Intersect Group?
Do you want to start by talking about that? I was going to ask you something first, and then we were going to talk about Intersect, but we can, whatever. What are you feeling today?
Your schedule. Let's go with your
schedule. You want to go with my schedule? Thank you. Thanks. Since you sat through that long story about me having a baby on a podcast about events. You haven't hung up. I mean, I'm just impressed. Thank you. Well, we're going to start with what I typically ask all my guests is, Daniela, what is the one thing you wished more people knew about events?
Thought about this, and I think I wish they knew, and I think depending on who you are, depending on your age and how much you have been in a corporate setting, you realize that there is a theme or a purpose to every event, and you realize how much of a business purpose there is between that. And in my case, we bring a lot of our company together twice a year, and it's for them to mingle, learn with each other, and communicate with each other. We're all over the nation, so you can gain a ton of knowledge if you just network correctly during those events. And I don't think people realize that when they go to events necessarily. There is a purpose behind every event that there is out there. And the sooner you find out what it is, you get a lot more out of that experience.
Absolutely. When you say network correctly, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot of it is not just small chat. I am not a huge fan of small chat. It's like, get down and to like the gritty details that you need to know, ask the questions that you have, like use those resources. A lot of our people are very young, and I think they're a little bit afraid of going out to tenure employees. And so they don't network with them. They stay within their little close clique of, if they came from another city, they stay with the people from that city. And a lot of it is, if you network correctly, you're networking with persons that you work with from another city that may have the solution to something that may have, you may have questions on, or simply just learn something new. So that to me is networking correctly, try and find those people and make yourself known, like network with your executives, like they're all there. Little things like that.
Absolutely. I agree. There is a rule at my company, Ovation, of something that you're not allowed to talk about. Do you want to guess? And it's very typical, like small chat thing that I'm like, nope, we don't talk about that. Would you like to know what it is?
Talk about the weather?
We do not talk about the weather. Drives me nuts. And the second, any future salespeople who may be listening to this, as if they are, that for me, that if I get on the phone with a salesperson, they're like, Carrie, how's it going? How's the weather up at Boston? I'm like, and done. I'm done. If you can't get anything more inventive to talk to me about than the weather, come on, forget it. You are not creative enough to have a conversation with me. So I absolutely agree. When we are preparing to talk to the executives, before I ask you that, I agree with you. When I go to conferences, and especially if I go with one of my salespeople, that we're not allowed to sit together at meals. We're not allowed to hang out together at cocktail. We're there to mix and mingle, and you have to get out. And yes, it's uncomfortable. And actually, it's one of the things my company can help with people if they're like, I don't know how to network. It's something that we can help with because I understand it's challenging. What if I'm younger, a lot younger, and I want to go mix and mingle with my executive, what do I need to have prepared to talk to them about? I can't ask them about the weather. At least don't ask me.
basically, so because our company is so sales-driven, I would say our leaders are looking for people who have those same goals and ideals. So align yourself, make your elevator pitch.
Yes.
Their time is precious. So make that elevator pitch align with how you see your growth within the company and tell them, like, they're very vocal about, hey, tell us when you want to be promoted. Like, let us know how to help you. So just have that elevator pitch ready. And, that's the conversation starter. They can, go through telling you about their career and how they got through certain things that you might be going through at that point, because they have the knowledge and experience. And just from that, it's very easy to just go into other conversations, might be more personal, might be more business related, but at the end of the day, they know your name, they know what you want, and more than likely you will get, you know, those promotions, those raises, just because you're on their radar.
Yep. Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that. So let's talk about your company now. I want to know what the Intersect Group does. Tell us.
So we're a staffing and recruiting company, and we're focusing on account finance and IT. So our professionals, our recruiters and account managers, they just work hard on a daily basis to find the right recruiters, present them to our clients, and make sure that, you know, again, we're a very values driven company. And so our values align with those clients, and that those candidates that we're presenting align with them. So that's what we do.
And when do you gong? When did they get the whole point of my story at the beginning was about the gonging at the Intersect Group.
So they gong whenever they get a requisition place, so a placement.
Yes.
Present the client with a candidate, and that candidate gets that requisition completed. That's when they gong. Yes. But yeah, it's quite loud. I mean, it's almost like a half a table gong, and sits right outside of my office. And if you don't see it coming, a little frightening.
Right. And you're not at the office today, right? Like, we won't have a chance of hearing it.
No.
That would be awesome.
I'll have to record it and send it to you.
Right.
Our recruiters have come up with like very creative ways to like do it now. So a couple of them, like a couple of weeks ago, they did the whole like pass it to Kevin, you know, from Home Alone movie. They were like, pass it to Kevin. And then it was like, Kevin's not here. And then at the end, the girl who got the requisition completed, she goes, but Max is here and gong bed. And it was nice. Just so great. And they've come up with a variety of different ways. Very creative.
I love it.
Some of our offices are just like one up in each other on those. And then they posted, we have like a website internally. It's kind of like our internal Facebook, if you will.
Yes.
They posted up there. And so it's just also become kind of a competition, if you will, like, how creative can you be?
Can you get with the gonging? And I love that it's a milestone and something to celebrate, and everything should be celebrated with a gong. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So you talked a little bit about, but would you give us a little bit more insight about what kind of the events that you're leading at the Intersect Group?
So big two events happen at the beginning of the year and middle of the year, and it's our colleague conference. At the beginning of the year, it's like a kickoff meeting where we, you know, give out all of our goals and where the company needs to be, how we want to grow, and kind of celebrate all the achievements of the previous year. On our mid-year colleague conference, we kind of, you know, are just trying to make sure that we are in those same goals that we set at the beginning of the year and align ourselves. And if we are, in kind of see, hey, how can we go forward with this? So those are the big, huge events that we have. This past conference was 300 plus people.
Nice.
So huge. And then we have our incentive trip, which of course our recruiters and our account managers earned their way into the trip. Last year we went to the Bahamas. This year we're also going to go to the Bahamas. But very big, just huge celebration. That's one of like our core values. We're celebratory nature. So just big celebration. That's kind of event. That's the one event that I will say, like, you can't think of it as networking, but like low-key networking, because all of our leaders go. Our CEO is there.
Sure.
Just, you know, align yourselves in those ways. Yes, it's a celebration. It's, you know, a great trip to the beach, if you will, to the Caribbean, but there's a little bit of room in there.
Yes, right. It's a work trip. It is. Work it. Work that trip.
Little trips, a small you know, holiday parties, client events, our opening of offices. So little things here and there that may come up randomly.
Very nice. So you have some interaction with speakers. You deal with speakers sometimes, which is what I love to geek out on. So might you have a speaker story that you want to share with us? I would love to hear it.
Yes. Yes, I do. So on this past conference, again, 300 plus people, a huge room. And early on in the morning, our mics were kind of failing. And our speaker just happened to sit through like our morning routine. And so when it came time for his speech, he decided to not use a mic, which was fine. But he kept on pacing the stage, and like he, I mean, projected vocals, amazing. Everyone heard him. It wasn't a sound issue, but you know, it does take a while to, you know, your voice gets so loud and you're pacing back and forth. That's a lot of exercise right there.
It is.
And so he ended his speech. Everyone was like, this is amazing. They still reference him. But we go on break and he's taking pictures with people. And then he decided to stay for a little bit of our like afternoon portion. And while this is happening, I'm sitting in the back of the room. He's sitting in the very, very back of the room. He had his like own little table. And out of the corner of my eye, I just see him taking his shirt off. I was like, it may be happening during like 10 seconds. Like he had like an undershirt, but he just took his shirt off and I just happened to see it out of the corner of my eye. So I immediately turned around and then immediately turned back around. And then I was like, did I see that correctly? So I then turned back around and I was like, oh no, he's definitely had his shirt off. And then he quickly, you know, puts another shirt on. And I was like, he could have gone to the bathroom.
He could have gone to the bathroom. And I'm guessing this was like, not like a nighttime adult entertainment event, right? No, this one.
No, this is our very, I mean, he went on right after lunch. So it had to be maybe 1:30 to 2:30. That was his like time slot.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's 2:30 in the afternoon. But I was just so shocked that I did a double take.
Right. And I would just like to point out that no woman could have ever gotten away with, could you imagine? I mean,
oh,
we
no,
don't have a choice.
No. Oh, absolutely not. Like that would have been definitely a trip to the bathroom. I asked some people and I was like, hey, did you see this? And they were like, no. And I was like, okay, I'm glad I'm the only one that noticed. Yes. I have yet to encounter somebody who did see it. But it was just so odd. I was just like, yes. What is happening?
You got the extra show in the back of the room. So many interesting things happen in the back of the room.
For sure. Yes. I mean, you can see it all at that point. So, yes. Yeah, definitely so wild.
In fact, one of my original ideas for the name of this podcast, speaking of events, was the title I wanted to suggest, which kind of got shunned by my fabulous producers who are listening, was Bacon in the Back of the Ballroom, meaning like secret things that happen in the back of the ballroom. So could have been like that dude taking off a shirt in the back of the ballroom.
Yep. Would have been, I mean, this fits, you know, your podcast, but that would have fit even better.
Oh, right. Yes, exactly. All right. So you run a lot of these events that there's a lot of travel, and with travel, there's always disasters. And
yes.
We love disasters on Speaking of Events. Please share.
So this was maybe 4 years ago. I was with a different company and we used to host a symposium for some of our clients. At the time I was with a third party logistics company. And so we brought clients that were not in the same industries necessarily, but they used to have the same issues, you know, kind of supply chain. And so we would bring them together for the symposium so they could share their ideas and how to fix their problems and how they can help each other. And during one of these events, we used to host them kind of like off the beaten path. This happens to be in a resort down in Florida that's between the Orlando and the Tampa airports. So, it's dead middle in between them. And it's an hour and a half away from either airport, nothing around, but just a resort. And we get a call from one of our clients and he's like, hey, I've been waiting for a ride for the past 30 minutes. And I saw everyone else had like their signs with their names on it. And I just kept on waiting for my guy. Do you know where he's at? Is he like coming to get me? Is he late? So of course I'm panicking at this point because it's not like a quick, hey, grab an Uber here. Hey, I'm gonna come get you in 5 minutes, sorry. So then I start, calling our transportation agency and I'm like, hey, he's out there. We don't like, what's happening? And they're like, we don't have him on our roster. So I'm panicking hardcore at this point. And so I go back with through like my Excel spreadsheets. I was like, did he have a confirmation? We had a confirmation number for everyone else. Somehow completely missed it. He did not have a confirmation number. So we talked with transportation agency. They actually, luckily for us, so luckily, had somebody else cancel on them. And they were like, we can be there within the next 15 minutes. And I was like, thank God. Oh my God, you're saving my butt right now. So thank you. And we just call him back and we're like, hey, they're going to be there. I'm so sorry. That was on us. Like I completely explained what happened. But yeah, so big lesson learned from that. And just, I now triple check, make sure like everyone has confirmation numbers, like send it to them on their schedule. And like, if you have any questions, let me know. But huge panic moment for sure.
Yeah. Do you, when you tell that story, does it delete, like, do you remember what it felt like? Like,
oh yeah.
Was it sweating? Like, was it heart?
In my stomach.
Yes. Well,
and he's a client. Like if he was, you know, with one of like our employees, like I would have been like, hey, kind of figure it out or whatever. But he was a client. You can't, like, we invited them to this trip. We cannot do that.
Right.
So yeah, definitely so panicked. But thank God, everything worked out. He was fine. He actually made a couple of jokes about it. He was like, somebody's going to come and like get me to go to the airport, right? And it was like kind of an ongoing joke, but like in the pit of my stomach, I was like, but that's all good.
Yay. Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, happy ending of that yeah. story. So you've been always keeping them happy. Absolutely. So you've been at Intersect for almost a year. And what's changed for you in that time? You came in at a very different time where we are now. And so what do you think, what are the biggest changes you've seen just in the time that you've been at Intersect, which is year-ish, 10 months?
Yeah, it'll be a year October 5th.
Oh, okay. Oh, 11 months. Okay.
So yeah,
actually almost a year. By the time this airs, almost a year. Yeah.
And I've seen a lot, you know, with my last company, we had to really pivot into like Zoom events and things like that. I've seen a big change with how hygiene in general has changed, how much we are conscious about it now, which is great. Because before, you know, we used to stuff so many people in one room. Now it's like, no, like things shouldn't be like that. But also very conscious about how like social anxious people have been in the past couple of months. Like, you know, some of, again, because we work with so many young people and they had online school, they didn't have that kind of like interaction. So kind of getting them out of their shell is a big part of it. Being, you know, super conscious about like, hey, when we're talking to this kids, like we kind of have to like gear presentations towards them and, you know, making everyone kind of get out of their comfort zone and their shells a little bit more, doing a little bit of icebreakers. I know icebreakers have been here forever, but now they're just a huge tool because a lot of people just haven't had to interact in a business setting or, you know, whatever in the past 2.5 years to 3 years.
Yeah.
So definitely that component. But yeah, and now we're going back and it's not so much virtual, but still being very conscious about those things that came out during the pandemic.
Yes. And social anxiety, you're spot on that is real. And you're right that there are people that emerging adults who finished school virtually or had their first year out in the world, probably in their parents' basement, if they were lucky and did not pay rent. So absolutely, it's real, the mental health of it all. And I think health and wellness, certainly something you know well also, that's a space that you came from. And so how did you get from health and wellness to events? And because you're a very balanced event professional, and I don't always see that. We're all a little cuckoo.
Thank you. don't worry. My brain is like exploding, but on the outside, I'm like, keep it together.
Yes. Yes. Aren't we all? Yes.
Yeah. So I started my career after college. I graduated with a bachelor's of science in community health and immediately went into the home healthcare field. And just, again, something else that came out of the pandemic, how bad our healthcare system is, how underappreciated nurses, doctors, healthcare workers are. And I had my firsthand knowledge of that right out of college. I worked for a home healthcare company for a year, and I just did not like it. I was there to help people, and it just felt like everyone was just a number. Insurance companies like would not let us go and treat patients because they hadn't been cleared for that. And it just wore me down within a year, and I just had to leave that field. So I still keep home health and, just healthcare overall, a big part of my life, but I just did not need to work for that field. Yes. I appreciate everyone who they're angels. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I went into a finance, entity, and I was an executive assistant for them for a while. And then I moved on to third-party logistics company that I mentioned earlier. And I was an executive assistant for them for a while. And then when I just kind of, I was running part of their events, I was still doing like my executive assistant duties. And just kind of when I thought, hey, I want to change. I want something else. This opportunity with the Intersect Group came along. And I was like, sold. This sounds fantastic. I actually briefly worked for a bridal company, bridal dress company. So I knew that I loved events. I knew I didn't want to do just, bridal events, like weddings, things like that, just because bridezillas are a real thing. And I completely understand. I was probably a bridezilla when I was the bride. I'm sure those people are very nice in their daily lives, but I definitely didn't want to be in that environment. So when this opportunity came along, and I was like, yes, I'm sold. I love it. And so here I am.
Wonderful. And you feel like, I got that. This is me. I'm events. Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so. Yeah. I think it's very much a calling a little bit. Well, we are thrilled you're here. And I'm wondering, Daniela Arcianegas, if you are, I'm just showing off that I know how sort of to pronounce your, not well, but I'm pronouncing your last name sort of correctly. So are you ready for our lightning express round?
I guess I always wanted to go to a Family Feud. So I feel like this is my chance. This is it.
Yes. Daniela, wait, do you know that I was on the Family Feud?
Yeah.
Yes, I went on with my in-law family. We did not get to the bonus round. We got dumped before that. But it was, it was crazy and fun. So yes, this is your practice. Okay.
Okay.
Then I'm Steve Harvey and you're you. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
He's a very tall man with very large teeth, by the
is
way.
He okay. Really?
Yes. Yes. And I was like, oh, I'm not short. So I'm just saying, okay. 45 seconds on the clock. Here are your top 10 answers on the board. Here are your questions. What is your favorite moment in the event process?
Really seeing it all the day off before everyone gets there. seeing how it looks before everyone comes in, how your visualized something has come to life.
Nice. And who do you consider your mentor?
I honestly think so many people. I've had a variety of bosses that have been incredible. And just because I was an executive assistant, they have been mostly CEOs, VP levels, C levels, and their knowledge and wisdom, just everyone has really just given me the opportunity to grow. So I appreciate all of them. I wouldn't call just a one person my mentor, because I still keep in touch with a lot of them and they still, you know, impart some wisdom on me. So all of them, I owe all of my career to them.
Oh, I love that. Now, would you kindly say, speaking of events, in Spanish?
Hablando sobre eventos.
Woo! I love it. I'm not even going to try to repeat that. Okay. What do you do every day to stay healthy and sane?
Take my dog for a walk. That's always our outside time.
Yes.
It keeps me really sane. Other than that, I do journal. So that my morning time journal.
Oh, I love that. Now, if you weren't talking to me right now, what would you be doing?
I would be, let's see, it's 11:49. I usually grab lunch around 11. So I would be having lunch.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll get to lunch really fast.
Hey, it's okay. I was like, I'll modify my schedule today.
That's so kind. Thank you. Okay, here it is, Daniela. What is your favorite episode of Friends?
Okay, so I thought about it in the back of my mind, and I think is this episode where like secrets just start coming out, just, you know, because of the sequence of events, and you find out that Monica's first kiss was actually Ross, because he thought he was kissing Rachel, and I just, the twists and turns of events of how the secrets come out, I just love it, and it makes me laugh every single time.
Excellent. Excellent. And final question. What is the best way to take care of an event professional?
I actually had someone pull me aside on this past July conference, and I didn't realize how much I needed this, but she pulled me aside and she grabbed me by my shoulders and she's like, I just want you to close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. And just little things like that. I almost cried when she did it. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm like so touched. Like that was so nice. And it just gave me enough to like recover from everything that had been going on and the changes happening. And just little things like that. I would say I always appreciate a good massage. I usually book myself a massage after, but just, yeah. Somebody that keeps you sane is a good way to help an event professional.
Oh, I love that. How nice. Well, congratulations. You made it through the Lightning Express round. Woohoo! Where's the gong? Well, Daniela Arciniegas, thank you so, gracias. And thank you so much. This was fantastic. If people want to connect with you, where can they find you?
They can find LinkedIn. Okay. I don't know if you have like show notes or anything.
We do. We'll put it in the show. We'll get it up there in the show notes. Absolutely. Yeah,
they can connect with me on LinkedIn. I think that's the easiest way. Unfortunately, I don't have like a professional Instagram. I'm not up there in that level just yet. So if I gave them my Instagram, they're just getting my personal stuff. And I don't know how much beneficial that would be to them.
Right. Follow me on Instagram if you want to see pictures of Sydney, right?
Exactly. Yep. I mean, exactly. It's pictures of my dog most of the time, but so if you're into that, by all means.
Hey, the dog is very important. What the listeners don't know is we took a dog break. We had to take a dog break in the middle of this recording. So that dog, what's the dog's name? The Weimaraner. What's the dog's name?
Kira.
Hero?
Hero? Kira.
Kira.
I love my Xanadu. Name her.
From Xanadu. Okay.
He's a Star Wars character, Solo's love interest.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Different one. Yes. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. But...
Oh, okay. Are you worried about that? All right. So.
No, not at all.
All right. Now that we're clear on that, thank you. Thank you, Daniela Arciniegas from the Intersect Group. Thank you so much for sharing your insights, your experience, reminding us to breathe. This was Fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you for having me on. This was so great.
You are welcome. Thank you to our audience and our listeners, which I hope is the same thing. If you like events, if you love events, and even if you loathe events, tell someone about this podcast. Give us some stars. And thank you again, Daniela. And remember, whatever you speak about, remember to be speaking of events. Gong. I love it.
Speaking of events is sponsored by Ovation, the gold standard for professional presence and speaker development training, helping everyone get prepared, get confident, and get Ovation.